Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Many of you have had experiences with wild animals that scare the living bejesus out of me.
Yeah, we had a couple whale encounters.
Yeah.
And one stingray.
One stingray. Nobody got stung, we think. And Violetta has a painter in her house who's been drinking her liquor.
It was weird. And she's not alone.
No.
We think the fumes are really a problem.
There seems to be a trend with painters. That and much more coming your way on the Morning Mix podcast.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Welcome to the workout class. Today, reach for your lightsabers because we are getting a sweat. We're getting going like a turbo vet with Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader. Are you ready? For the Star Wars lightsaber workout class, a man has invented this and launched it in La Crosse, Wisconsin. You would think they would play lacrosse, but instead, lightsaber workouts. And great news, this was just handed to me. According to recent data, this week is when most people end their New Year's fitness resolutions. 9 weeks into their fitness journey of a new year, here we are in early March. Check-in data shows that most new gym members will work out 50% less beginning now. They call this the fitness cliff.
Hey, if you made it this far.
Come on, God bless you. Oh,
man. I think might be the time they just realize how to quit their membership.
I feel like if you were still working out or doing the thing by Valentine's Day, goodness, are you a hero? You are stronger than the rest of us. But we got to get into the gym, and we've got to get that workout going. We've learned the lightsaber workout is now a thing happening in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So what's the other workouts we should add to the list? 805, how about some black light boxing? Like a disco tech.
You're like avoiding the stains?
Yeah. I do not want a black light on in a boxing gym. That's like the last place. Oh my goodness. 708, baby goat yoga. Seen that one. A lot of you are just texting either the word sex or words like sex or repetitive hip thrusts, or my favorite version of that is a 219. You already know what kind of workout class I want to open. Hee hee.
Well, it's your fault because yesterday wasn't the top six all about like
working out, having sex is good for your body.
Good for you.
It's good for your health. So get ready to bump uglies. The bump and the grind works is what we learned yesterday. 847, right there with you on this one. I want to host the Getting Toddlers into a Car Seat workout class. Oh. It's a full sweat, man.
Oh, yeah.
Gets your body going. I regularly cramp up, but not in the part of your body you think you would. Like, I'm leaning in. I'm trying to get him in the seat. He's turning, and all of a sudden, like, my butt cheek. I'm like, why my butt? I don't understand why I'm cramping. I got to drink more water.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Norris kickboxing. It's just a whole bunch of roundhouse kicks. That's all it is. 630, I want the Elaine Benes dancer size. You know, Elaine from Seinfeld dances in a unique way.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of moving parts.
847, welcome to the donut workout. Every rep, you just bring the donut to your mouth and you take a bite until the donut is gone. Grab another donut, begin again. Terry is spending some time on her wine and or beer, your choice, treadmill, with each step a small sip.
Mm-hmm.
The Rocky workout class, but it's also a diet class because you're pooping from all the raw eggs you're eating. Salmonella will get you. I would like to go to the Whips trombone workout class. Feels like a good workout.
Yeah, good way to control your breathing.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I want the Lance Armstrong spinning class. You work out for 10 minutes, but then you take credit for doing it for an hour.
Oh, wow. Man.
What a dope. Thank you. Lots of options coming in. Rock and roll workout. Jam out to music. Well, you just go from playing the drums to playing the guitar to playing the keyboard, and you run from station to station acting like you're in the band.
It's like you're Dave Grohl.
That would be so fun.
That is like what he does, yeah.
I love this. This would be great. It's like when Rock Band on like Xbox was a big thing. And finally, the number one workout that everybody is hoping to reach for. I'm sorry, our final two. I very much enjoyed Hamilton Yoga. And finally, if you're going to have a Luke Skywalker lightsaber workout class, you had better have a Harry Potter wand workout class to go along with it.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
The Animal Experience. Currently at Zoo Tampa, they've added a 30,000-gallon tank. And for $60, you can swim for 20 minutes with live stingrays. Now, they say stingrays have barbs, but like fingernails, they can be trimmed. So the experience is very safe. According to the waiver, on page 48...
You might just get slapped in the face by a tail. Slapped.
That's fine. A little tail slap, which might have happened in the hotel the night before. We don't know your business, but we know that you can get in the water with the stingrays. 312-233-1019. What was your experience? Hi, Julia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. You've had an experience with a really big animal. What was it?
Yeah, actually two of them. There is an animal sanctuary in Indiana, and I got to give an elephant a bath and also feed a grizzly bear.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how do you give an elephant a bath? Do you have to get out like a pressure washer?
Yeah, exactly. A pressure washer and like a big, it looks like a broom.
Yeah.
To scrub it.
It's like cleaning a Winnebago. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Now, it was a fully grown elephant?
Yeah. Actually, there were two of them.
Oh, my goodness. And there was no concern of the elephant stomping or anything like that? Like, how do they keep the elephant in control while you're pressure washing it?
Yeah, I mean, they have it in a controlled area.
Okay.
They're used to it. And then they have people there working to make sure that everybody's safe, too.
Wow.
That's wow. cool.
That's
the elephants probably like it. They're like, yes, bring me some more.
It's
more
elephant spa.
Yeah. More on the undercarriage. That's what he was saying. Like, wait, what? Hang on a second. Hi, JJ. Good morning. How are you?
Great. How you guys doing?
We're doing well, man. What did you get to do? What animal experience did you have?
So I was in Costa Rica. I went and volunteered for a few hours at a reserve for sloths, and we got the bottle feed baby sloths back to health.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
And do they move as slow as all the cartoons in Zootopia would lead us to believe?
Oh, absolutely. And I think people don't realize their nails can just tear you apart if they want to. But when they're babies, they're too soft, so they're safe to handle.
I was going to ask about that because they're so cute. But, yeah, you look at their claws.
Yes.
And they like it looks like Wolverine.
There was that Ellen episode where she surprised Kristen Bell with a sloth. It was like a big trending thing 10 years ago or whatever. And the thing had this massive nail. It's like, oh, my gosh. All right, so JJ got to feed the old baby sloth.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Darlene. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. You did the thing. You swam with stingrays.
Yeah, but I did that in the Bahamas.
Okay, in the Bahamas.
Where there are no rules.
Yeah, you do whatever you want. Darlene, how long was the waiver? Did you have to sign a big, long waiver to do it?
No, actually, it wasn't a big, long waiver. Most of the stingrays no longer had their stingers.
Ah, okay, great. Most of, she said.
Most of.
Most of. Actually, I got to hold an albino stingray.
Whoa. May I ask you, they're charging $60 to do this experience at the Tampa Zoo. Do you remember about how much you spent to do this experience?
No, we're talking 24, 23 years ago.
Okay, so it was 8 cents. And then...
and a shot.
All it was. How much time did you get to spend in the water? Because this experience is only 20 minutes.
As long as we wanted to.
Really? Wow. She's still in the water with him right now, believe it or not. Swam with the stingrays. That's pretty cool. Hi, Julie. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Julie, this sounds amazing. Like a once-in-a-lifetime experience. What was your animal encounter?
Humpback whales. Mom and baby.
Whoa.
Wow.
And were you in a boat, a canoe, a kayak, out on a floaty? What happened?
So, I know. We were in a boat with some friends, okay, that live on the island of Maui. And then we're just kind of swimming. And he says, go in the water and look how deep the water is. And I went. And then this mom and this baby kind of swam towards us.
Wow.
But I had no perception of depth, right? And I remember, like, holding my breath and thinking, oh, my God, it was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then it stopped right under us.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. And then I freaked out and I had a panic attack and I had to go back in the boat.
Yeah. Oh my god, it's beautiful, it's beautiful, it's beautiful. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, this is amazing. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
And it's massive.
That's insane. So Julie hanging with the humpback whales. Hi, Shelly. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. You had a great experience right here at the Shedd Aquarium. What happened?
I did. For my 40th birthday, we won't tell how long ago that was, I got a beluga experience. So you get to get in the suit, and you get to get in the tank with the belugas.
That's amazing.
And it was very cool. And I just want to say, most of the time, even in the wild, when people are nervous about it, when they're the yahoos that think the rules don't apply to them, that's when people get hurt.
Right. Mm-hmm. No yahoos here. We're a Google house. So no worries about that, Shelly. Mm-hmm. So did you get to touch the beluga, or does it just swim by you? How does that work?
No. We got to touch them. They taught us some hand signals. We got pictures with them. I got this whole little book that had all the pictures laid out in it for me. It was really cool.
That's amazing.
And I think I got the super package because it was a gift for my birthday.
Yeah, upgraded. You got to take a beluga home.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they let her take
one
home.
Yeah, I wanted to.
It was a party gift.
They're a little big for the bathtub.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah. Wow, that is so cool. So Shelly swam with the belugas at the Shedd.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was an option.
Yeah. Also, guys,
this is
the clean
version. I was just looking
to
see if we can still do this. Come on.
Maybe she got some special treatment.
Diane from our promotions director here, we did an event at the Shedd once, and we got to hang out with a penguin.
Yeah.
So the penguin was going to do an event where they had a thing where the penguins would just walk around the room you were in.
Yeah.
But they pulled Diane and I aside and they were like, would you guys want to do a VIP penguin experience? Mm-hmm. And we were like, what? They're like, well, the penguins are in the green room. Do you want to go see the penguins in the green room? So we went in there and we met the penguins in the green room. They had a couple of beers back there and, they had, it was weird because they were also eating sushi, which I was like, okay. But yeah, we hung with the penguins for a couple of minutes, and then they did the experience at the Shedd. They have all sorts of stuff there.
The belugas are fun because if you look at them, it's like they smile.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean?
They're excited
I love
to
that.
See
and so you can still, yeah, you can still do it at the Shedd. And look, this one even can give you a birthday message here.
Look at that!
Oh, awesome!
How fun is that?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix podcast.
People come into your house all the time to paint, maybe to fix a hole in the drywall. They're installing a new oven. They're putting up new light fixtures. They're working on the plumbing. Whatever it is. Tradespeople come into your house. They're putting in the cable.
Yeah.
And they ask you something weird. Mm-hmm. Violetta has a painter in her house, and he noticed your liquor cabinet.
Yeah, he was just doing touch-ups on the condo, and then he's like, hey, what is that? I'm like, that's whiskey. And he's like, can I have some?
Now, 708 is smelling a rat, because they said if he picked the good stuff, that man knew what he wanted.
Yeah, right.
You don't accidentally stumble upon the good stuff.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. He does this every house he goes to.
100%, yeah. That's why he does it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's a cereal sipper.
Yeah. I'm glad I was first on the list that day.
Yes,
though.
Yes.
But you've had people in your home, and you had a very odd request. Hey, Kristen, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. It was a painter in your house as well, and what happened?
His name was Gentleman Jim. He spent a month at our house, and he was painting, and it was hot, and we had a swimming pool. So he asked if he could go swimming, and I said, sure. And he jumped in with his clothes on, and then he asked for beers, and my husband was out of town. And I just locked the doors and left him. He spent the night, but he was swimming in our pool all night, drinking beers, and the job got done, thank God. But it was a weird, weird, weird. I told my husband, we've got to get rid of this guy. But
hang on, Kristen. Hang on. He moved in. So you got a real What About Bob situation here. The painter said, can I jump in your pool? Sure. Hey, can I have a couple of beers? And then you would lock the doors, and he spent the night in your backyard?
Yeah. It happened a few times.
Wait,
and
what?
I just locked the door in my bedroom and prayed to God he wouldn't come up and, visit me.
This is wild. Holy cow.
You're saying this very nonchalantly.
This is wild. This is not computing any of it.
Was the painter with you? You guys are married now? I'm so confused. This guy, does he still live at your house?
No, we're not. But this was when I was pregnant, and he would keep staying the night. And I said, Mike, this is not good, because he would just jump in and swim with his clothes on and then drink beers. And
One last question.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. Where is he staying the night?
Yeah, where did he sleep on the patio furniture?
Done. Wait, where?
Yes, patio furniture, and he would spend the night. Yes.
I think I saw this movie on Comedy Central in 1988, I'm pretty sure.
At what point do you decide, I'm not going to call the police or anybody, I'm just going to let him stay all night?
I taught self-defense, and I just locked the door, and I hope to God he did not come in, yeah.
Did he finish the painting job?
He did.
Okay, well,
he did
at least we got that.
It was good work, so you deal with it.
You got to just, the guy can edge like nobody's business. Now, gang, we are about to go 3 for 3 with painters. We've got Violetta's painter. Violetta's painter wants the good whiskey.
Yeah.
Kristen's painter, I'm a little concerned about where he may be mentally, but decides to swim fully clothed, to drink her beers, and not leave. And then they kept him on as their painter.
And stayed multiple nights
for
in
like
the
a
backyard.
Month.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. Now, your painter did not move in with you. However, he shared some personal intel with you. What happened?
Yes, another inappropriate painter. Well, when he began talking to me, and when he found out I was a nurse, he needed advice on his painful testicles.
Oh,
I'm
no.
so sorry. I thought painful testicles was the paint color. I didn't understand. So
no,
you're a nurse.
Oh.
And he decides to open up to you. And how quickly into the process of him being your painter did he tell you about his testicles?
He was just getting started.
Oh, go. Oh,
hey, before I crack this first can of paint, I hear you're a nurse. And so what happened at that point? Did you say, hey, that's inappropriate, I'm not interested, or did you give him an exam? Like, what happened?
Well, I told him to pull down his... No, I'm kidding. No, I recommended a really good doctor and left it at that.
Yeah, and did he finish the job painting?
He did, and I made it a little more awkward when I had to... He left a coffee cup in my house full of, like, tobacco spit.
Oh,
right. So
before he left the house.
He really
so
understands the social graces.
Yes, exactly.
All the way
right.
around.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
312-233-1019. We're getting a lot of texts. What was on the expense report? Yeah, I caught it on there. I tried to sneak that one through. I'm not sure they're going to let it go. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. Jim, you're an auditor.
Yeah, I work for a Fortune 500 company.
Okay.
I'm looking at expense reports for departments all the time. And for this one particular department, I noticed the group went to a conference, but for these two particular people, there was only one hotel bill.
Oh.
Oh, mama. Okay, watch out. Audit the adulterer, perhaps. So what happened? Did you have to approach those people? Do you go to HR? Like, what do you do?
Yes and yes. And certainly there could have been a reasonable explanation, but in this case, there really was not.
Ooh, they were sneaking around?
I'll let HR answer that.
Okay, HR is going to answer. Look at, I like that. What a great answer.
That is a perfect
answer. Youch. Okay, watch out. Hi, Diana. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning.
You are in accounting, is that right?
That is correct. I listen to you guys every morning. You guys are fantastic, I have to say.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to send you a quick expense report to review. But what was on the report?
Well, we have a coworker that I don't know if he's knowingly doing this or not, but every time he takes a picture, because he has to submit a picture of the receipt, it is near his junk. There's a picture either on the table where he's either near the table or it's on his lap in the car, and you can obviously see where things are.
So, Diana, first and foremost, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's questioning whether he knows. And I'm assuming you don't mean like old tchotchkes, coins, pencils, and pens when you say junk. You mean his wiener part. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, the jeans, the bulge, yeah.
Okay, oh, okay. So
there
it's
are
not,
jeans, yeah. though.
He's not disrobed.
Okay.
He's not disrobed.
Okay,
no,
got it.
No. So but definitely there's a, yeah.
Receipt?
Obvious
and then a covered covered crotch. Is that what you're seeing in every picture
correct.
Then? Okay.
Correct.
So he's trying to show you the John Hamm. He's like, hey, look at the outline of this trouser snake while
I
submit.
I'm guessing. It's more than one picture, so I'm guessing he kind of knows.
Yeah.
Could it be that he's just taking the picture of the receipt in his lap?
It is, but it seems to always be showing more than just the receipt.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting because there's so many other ways to take that photo
right.
and for it to be every single time.
Right.
Right.
You
right.
know, like yeah. every single time he's going, hey, here's yeah. my receipt and a hog. Like, what yeah. are we doing?
He's proud of his pant collection.
Exactly
and
right.
And he's just showing
yeah.
off.
In that case, you need to report that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Now, have you told anyone at work about this? And is it still yeah, ongoing?
It's still ongoing, and absolutely, I have. And we've all shared a chuckle. We're like, he has to know that we can see this part
right.
clearly.
Yeah, there's see-through khakis. Jeez.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Yesterday during Whip's hot take, he went off the rails about the time change that's coming and how one late morning, one missed alarm turns into another late day, turns into a, you don't even know what day of the week it is, you miss a day of work, and ultimately by Thursday, you're fired, you're unemployed. That's it.
The slippery slope.
Yeah, right. Dominoes, you know.
And then I'm pretty sure the guy's family kicked him out because he was a bum sleeping in the basement.
Yeah, he loses his job. He's not providing for anybody. Who needs him?
Lost his family.
Yeah.
That's what can happen with the time change. It's a scary time. And so we thought, let's take Whip's hot take focused on the time change, and we're going to have that inspire today's Thursday Three Style. Please welcome to the show, Anne. Hi, Anne. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing very well, Anne. Are you looking forward to the time change, or do you hate it?
I have three small kids, so I am not super excited about
it. Okay. Break down the ages for us. How old are they?
I've got a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old.
Look at you. Ooh. Every 2 years.
Think of it.
Boom. Now, Anne, when we say to you, what are three words that come to mind when we say time change? We're going to take these three words. We're going to turn them into a song live and in the moment. And I understand it that one of the kids who might ruin your life this weekend is in the car with you right now?
He sure is. He's a big, big, big fan of this segment.
Oh, great. What's his name?
His name is Duncan.
Duncan!
Whoa.
Hey, Duncan, you don't know what this is, but my first screen name on AOL was Duncan24, inspired by Slam Duncan, like basketball. So you and I are basically the same person.
Pretty cool.
There it is. So we're going to take your three words right now, and we're going to put them into a song live in the moment with no plan and really no direction. So, Anne, what are the three words that come to mind when we say time change?
All right, I'm going to let Duncan say the first one.
Sleep.
Sleep. Okay.
Good one.
Clock.
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 And forward.
Forward.
Jeez.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a tricky one.
Duncan, okay, you're forward. Good at this game.
My gosh.
Yeah. Nothing rhymes with forward.
Nothing does rhyme with forward.
Does it?
Or we'll find out live and in the moment. Okay, Anne and Duncan, we're going to put you on hold, okay? Do not hang up. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
Okay, because it's time for us to perform somehow. The Thursday Three Style for Anne and her son Duncan. This is the Time Change Thursday Three Style. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
A little rage building. It's growing inside of us. Hey! The time's about to change. Your mind's gonna rearrange like your schedule. Confused. What time do I wake up? Man, I don't know. I hate you. Oh, no. What should I do? I'm at Walgreens. They're selling all the peeps. I don't know what day of the week it is. I haven't had any sleep like this. I'm on the block. I'm looking around. I'm checking my clock. What time is it? I got no idea. I gotta get out of here. I'm thinking of other things I can say in this song. Because per my contract, it has to be at least 45 seconds long. And now we're there, okay. We made it through this one today. I'm looking around and I'm searching for more words. Because pretty soon we jump forward.
Wow!
Let's go!
Man! So much aim!
Yeah.
Oh, so good!
Anne and Duncan, how was that for today's Thursday Freestyle?
Yes,
oh, there it is.
Woo!
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We have a Golden Girls toddler that is going viral for dressing up and having her hair done like an older lady. She obviously has very little to do with it because she's 1 year old. Evelyn. Sorry, her name's Evelyn, which is
Evelyn's
kind of
even better. Yeah,
older lady name.
She's all the way down.
So she has her hair styled like Rose from the Golden Girls. Betty White would be very delighted by this. She's taking the internet by storm, and she's so cute.
It's more than just the hair, too. I've seen her wearing pink pantsuits.
Yeah, her outfits are on point as
well. She's rocking
it. So cute. And other people, I feel like, are doing this online. Like, like making their kids' hair look like adult hair and like getting a picture of them from behind, and it looks like a little adult. Like you're like, oh, wait, no, you're one.
I mentioned earlier my niece does Irish dance, and that's when you go to the competitions, it's like that. You just see these like big hair heads bobble by.
It's weird.
A 5-year-old. Yeah, it's great.
So check that out online. It'll definitely make you smile. Now, after you are going to hear this trending audio that we're going to play, I swear you're never going to hear the word emergency the same way again.
Is an emergency just an emergence of urgency? It's an emergence of urgency. Emergency. An emergence of urgency. Emergency. Holy cow.
I never realized that, like the idea of it. And then in the comments of this, it's kind of like blowing up and people are liking it. In the comments, people are like, yeah, in the English language, this happens a lot. Another example that they use is the word sea. Sand. Between sea and land. That's why it's called sand.
Oh, is that true?
I don't know.
Have to go deep on the etymology to really find out.
Okay.
But interesting.
So kind of just weird, and I can't unhear any of those facts. Regardless of being true or not. Finally, there is a meme taking over, kind of like artificial intelligence, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the drunk Jake on Instagram posted, if AI takes over, I hope this little guy is the leader. And then he posted a picture of the Microsoft paperclip guy. And everybody is liking it. Some people might not remember him, but he was the default assistant on Microsoft. His official name was Clipit. But nobody knew him as that.
I didn't know that. We used to play with him in like computer class.
Right.
When we had computer class.
Because you can move him around and he can do little suggestions.
Stuff. Yeah, it's cute.
Very cute. So, I don't know. Watch out. Maybe he's the leader of AI.
He might be the one.
He deserves it. He's been in the works for a while.
Drunk Jake.
Exactly. He's got ideas. That's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast.